Mark Applegate used to visit his mother several times a week at Republic Nursing and Rehabilitation, but it's been 4 weeks since he's seen or hugged her. His mother has advanced stage dementia. For now, Applegate gets 15-minute increments to talk to her over FaceTime video. He said his mother seems happy, but it's hard to tell through a screen.
I think she's understanding. The voice sounds familiar. She doesn't actively stare at things much. Even when she does, it's staring it through you a little bit. But if you're there with her, you can make eye contact and kind of bring her back into the realm of the visiting.
Her nurses and hospice care workers communicate with him regularly about her condition, too. But he said the staff don't really update him about the potential risks his mother could face due to COVID-19. Applegate said as far as he's aware, there have been no confirmed cases at the nursing home his mother resides in.
I don't hear hardly anything as far as that from them. But being completely locked down, I don't ask a lot of questions either. I think the only people from the outside other than employees that can come in there at all are if it's an end-of-life situation. And, I mean, it has to be a... imminent, not just being under hospice, or otherwise I could be there every day myself.
Visitors and routine can be important parts of a dementia patient's life. When a patient's routine is altered, they can become agitated or stressed. Applegate said his mom isn't as schedule-driven as other residents, so she hasn't gotten as upset by these changes.
Mom is to the point now where the routine isn't as important anymore, being as far along as she is, but if this would have happened, this time last year, it would have been a nightmare.
Applegate said he would definitely be concerned about the residents in part of the memory unit who have a less advanced dementia. He suspects they may be missing their family members. And he's trying to prepare himself emotionally for what could happen. Since nursing homes will likely be closed to visitors for several more weeks, he said he's facing the possibility that he might not see his mother again. Applegate leads a support group for caregivers of Alzheimer's patients, and that group is going online for now. He knows it's good to have a healthy outlet to help him make sense of the situation. He writes on his blog about his mother's condition. His blog can be found on digitalcornbread.com. For KSMU News, I'm Afton Harper.